all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Most amazing thing in today's lesson from the Gospel of Mark is not Jesus rebuking the wind. I mean, that is amazing and very strange that a man would stand up in a boat and rebuke the wind with his voice. The most amazing thing in this lesson is not Jesus commanding the lake, the sea, to be still. Well, that too is pretty unusual. The most amazing thing in this story is where Jesus and the disciples are on this boat on the Sea of Galilee going to the other side. The most amazing thing is not that the wind listened to Jesus and hushed itself when he spoke. Though that, of course, is pretty amazing. The most amazing thing in this story of the storm and the boat and Jesus and the disciples is not that the Sea of Galilee itself listened and became calm at the sound of this human being's voice. Though that is incredible, all of it, way beyond normal things. But none of this is the most amazing thing. The most amazing thing in this story from Mark chapter 4 is that Jesus fell asleep. Jesus, there in that boat, remember, Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is God joined to a human being. He is the creator of all things. We confess him in the creed to be God from God, light from light, very God of very God, begotten, made, by whom all things were made. He is the most high, the most powerful, the all-knowing God, Jesus and Lord, snoozing on the boat, fast asleep. That is amazing. What is more is that Jesus, Lord and God, went to sleep right when the disciples needed him the most. That's amazing. Our saving God, our loving God, our gracious God, the I promise to be with you always God, keep you safe God, that Jesus, as the storm is crashing, the waves overflowing the boat, the wind howling, that Jesus closes his eyes and lets his disciples be. And they're terrified. You would be terrified. I would be terrified. They're out in the middle of this Sea of Galilee. The boat's sinking. The storm is coming. And they're filled with fear and terror. And Jesus takes a nap. And that is the most amazing thing in this story. That God the Son sleeps when the disciples need him. You know what the second most amazing thing in this story is? That Jesus often does the same thing to us. He does. He seems to fall asleep. He gets in the boat with us. We bring him along in the boat. We are the church. All of us are members of the church. We get into the boat. He's taking us to the other side, as the story says. He's taking us to the far shore of eternity. We are crossing in that boat, all of us together, Jesus with us. But sometimes, as it comes in life, there are storms as we make our way, difficulties. And there are times when Jesus doesn't seem to do anything. He falls asleep. We might be in a great bit of pain. The people that we love may be dying. We may look around in this world of ours and our culture and our country. We may see things going crazy and we just wonder why God doesn't do anything. In our personal life, we may be caught with relationships breaking apart. We see our own selves continuing to sin, caught in habits that we can't get ourselves out of. And we ourselves may be sick or facing death. On and on it goes. And Jesus sleeps. Nothing seems to change. Now, we don't like to say this. We don't like to admit it. We feel guilty even saying it. Or we think it's a wrong thing to say. Or we get embarrassed for God that he hasn't done anything. That Jesus does nothing. But it is the truth. And God's people have known this all throughout the centuries and indeed in the Bible itself. Sometimes God seems to sleep. God seems to hide himself. Jesus seems to be off somewhere, not noticing what is going on. Read through the Psalms, the Old Testament, people of God, and over again, the psalmist, God's people, cry out to God. I say to God, why have you forgotten me? Arise, O God, and defend your cause. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, God, will you hide yourself from me? Over and over and over again, the inspired Holy Spirit Word of God, the Psalms, have Christians, believers, crying out to God in pain, in need, and saying to God, God, you are doing nothing. Do something. Rouse yourself. You know what the third most amazing thing in this story from Mark is? That the disciples yell at Jesus. There he is sleeping. They're upset. Boat's sinking. Storm is raging. And they go to him, don't you care, Jesus? That's exactly what they say. Don't you care that we are perishing? There you are sleeping, Jesus. And we're about to die. The boat's about to sink. Come on, Jesus. Do something. Now, Jesus rebukes the disciples for their lack of faith. But whatever the disciples with their tiny little faith, whatever they are in this story, afraid, they give us an example of prayer. For they go to Jesus. They're not afraid to tell him, Jesus, it looks like you don't care. Wake up. Do something. They address him. In the midst of their storm, in the midst of their troubles and problems, they're not afraid of Jesus. They're not afraid of saying the wrong thing. They simply go to him. And they cry out. And they yell at him. And they address their situation. They address their fear. They address what is going on straight to him. Jesus, don't you care that we are about to die? The fourth most amazing thing is that Jesus answers. He wakes up. The disciples have stirred him. There he is on his cushion, and he hears them, and he wakes up, and he stands up on that boat, and he addresses the storm, and he addresses the wind and the sea. For a time, he had let them be afraid. For after all, he is the ruler of storm and sea. He's the creator. He allowed the storm to come. He allowed the wind and the rain and the water. He allowed the fear in the disciples' hearts to rise. He allowed them to be terrified. But now, he stands up. And he answers the disciples. And he commands the wind and the sea. He doesn't say to the disciples, well, why did you wake me up? He didn't say to the disciples, oh, don't talk to me that way. I'm God. I'm Jesus. You can't speak to me that way. No. He stands up and he rebukes the storm. And he takes it away. And he displays his almighty power to give and to rescue and to save to those disciples. Those fearful disciples, terrified, yes, no faith. And he rescues them from the storm. It is amazing that our Lord and God sometimes seems to be doing nothing. But even in the times when he seems to hide himself away, when our prayers seem to go nowhere, our Lord is still God. Jesus is still our Savior. And he doesn't sleep forever. He hears our prayers for mercy. And he acts. That sleeping one in the boat is not just God the Creator, although he is. He is the one who addresses Job. He is the one who stretches out the stars in the sky, the God of all power, the God over the sea, the universe. But that sleeping one on the boat is the crucified one, who for our sake shed his blood for us, who went into the ultimate storm, was not afraid, faced the devil, faced death, wrath of God, and shed his blood. He rebukes death and sin and says, "Here, I have sacrificed myself." Sheds his blood. He gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink so that we might know and believe that he has calmed every storm. That he has rebuked every sea, even death itself. He has conquered for our sake. He is on the boat with us. The boat seems rickety. It seems small. The storms certainly seem larger than anything we do in the church or anything we are in ourselves. But he's on the boat with us. And he will carry us to that far shore. He has carried our sins. And one day he will speak. Once and for all, and he will calm all storms, all upset, and there will be peace and rest. Until then, we stay on the boat. We place our trust in him. And we come to it with our prayers, day in and day out. We address our life to him, and we trust our Savior. We yell. We wake him up. For we know he is God and Lord, he is the crucified one, and he will hear us, and he will answer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.